3.
But it makes my brain hurt.
Nevertheless, Major, this is of inestimable importance.
I only looked at the first bit there, and it's already given me a thumping case ache.
Still, it has to be done. Kindly read it all carefully, and then I'll explain its significance.
Not my stalks. This is a terrible thing to ask a chap after a regimental dinner.
Five-Tide wondered if humans suffered so for their self-indulgence. He doubted it, no matter what they claimed. With the possibly honorable, possibly demented exception of Gnarhoff Owen, they seemed a bit too stuffy and sensible, willingly to submit to such self-punishment in the cause of fun. Besides, they were so insecure in their physical inheritance, they'd meddled with themselves in all sorts of ways. Probably they thought hangovers were just annoying rather than character-forming, and so had short-sightedly dispensed with them. "I realize it's early, and it is the morning after the night before, Major, but please." The emissary, which Five-Tide had met once before, and which possessed the irritating trait of looking somewhat like a better-built version of Five-Tide's dear departed father, had just appeared in the nest house without notice or warning. If he hadn't known the way these things worked, Five-Tide would right now be thinking of ways to torture the head of nest security. Tentacles had rolled, beaks had been separated for less. Lucky he'd been able to whip the bedcovers round his deputy wife and both vice courtesans before the blighter had announced his stroke its presence by just floating into the nest. Five-Tide clapped his forebeak together a couple of times.
"Tastes like I've had me beak up me arse," he thought. "Can't you just tell me what the damn signal means now?"
he asked. "You won't know what I'm referring to. Come now. The sooner you read it, the sooner I'll be able to tell you what it means, and the sooner I'll be able to demonstrate how it's just possible that this information will, at the very least, enable you to remove the harness of culture interference forever."
I'm sure. And what'll it do at most?"
The emissary of the ship let its eye-stalks dip to either side, the effrontery equivalent of a smile. "At most, the information in the signal will lead to you being able to dominate the culture as completely as it, if it chose to, could dominate you." The creature paused. "This signal could conceivably presage the start of a process which will deliver the entire galaxy into your hands, and subsequently open up territories for expansion and exploitation, beyond that which you cannot even begin to guess at. And I do not exaggerate. Have I your attention now, Major?" Five-Tide snorted skeptically.
"I suppose you have," he said, shaking his limbs and rubbing his eyes.
He returned his gaze to the note screen and the signal.
XGCU fade amenable to change, OGSV ethics gradient, and strictly as SC cleared. Accession notice at C1851-9938.52314 constitutes formal all ships warning, level 0. In temporary sequestration. Textual note added by GSV Wisdom Like Silence at N4.28.855.0150.650001. Accession. Confirmed President Breach, Type K7 Circumflex. True class non-estimable. Its status, active, aware. Contactophile, uninvasive SF. Lockstat Re, Asperi Star. First comats, it's following sheer-by contact via my primary scanner at N4.28.855.0065.59312. At N4.28.855.0065.59487. In M1-A16 and Galen 2 by tight beam type 4A. PTA and handshake burst as appended. X at 0.7Y. Suspect signal glean from Z-E laser comm beam spread, second era. X contact call signed I. No other signals registered. My subsequent actions. Maintain course and speed. Skim declutch primary scanner to mimic 50% closer approach. Began directed full passive HS scan. Sync start of signal sequence as above. Sent buffered Galen 2 pro forma message reception confirmation signal to contact location. Dedicated track scanner at 19% power and 300% beam spread to contact at minus 5% primary scanner roll-off point. Instigated squared exponential slow-to-stop line maneuver synchronized to scan local stop point at 12% of track scanner range limits. Ran full systems check as detailed. Executed slow four swing-arounds, then retraced course to previous closest approach point and stop at standard squared X-curve, holding there. Accessions physical characteristics, exclamation AM, sphere rad, 53.34 km. Mass, non-estimable by space-time fabric influence. Locality ambiently planar. Estimated by pan-polarity material density norms at 1.45 × 10⁻³⁰ T. Layered fractal matter type intricate structure self-supporting. Open to field filtered vacuum. Anomalous field presence inferred from 8⁻²⁰ kHz leakage. Affirm K7 circumflex category by HS topology and EG links inf and alt. EG link details non-estimable. Diaglyph files attached. Associated anomalous materials presence. Several highly dispersed detritus clouds, all within 2-8 minutes. 3 consistent with stage destruction of greater than 0.1 m³ near equiv tech entity. Another ditto, approx 3⁸, partially exhausted m-daws, 0.1 cal rounds. Another consisting of general high soft level, O-squared atmosphere, ship internal combat debris. Ladder drifting directly away from accession's current position. Retracts of debris clouds expansion profiles. Indicates mutual age of 52.5 days. Combat debris cloud implicitly originating at a 0.948 milliseconds from accession's current position. Diaglyph files attached. No other presences apparent to within 30 years. My status, H and H, untouched. L8 secure post system scour, 100%. ATDPSs engaged. CRTTDPSs engaged. Repeats. Accession EG inf and alt linked confirmed. E-grid link details non-estimable. True class non-estimable. Awaiting at n4.285.0073.64523. P.S. Gulp.
Five Tide shook his stalks. Gods, this hangover was fierce.
All right, he said, I've read, but I still don't understand.
The emissary of the war vessel Attitude Adjuster smiled again.
Allow me to explain.